for the players.
I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Max Cooper.
And this is For The Players, the pop culture is PlayStation podcast. With 40 years of playing PlayStation and 10 plus years in that game's meeting combined, thank you for joining us in this PlayStation conversation.
This PlayStation conversation happens every Monday morning at 8 a.m. podcast services, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and 9 a.m. on those YouTubes, except for this very special edition of For The Players. Due to unforeseen circumstances, this is coming at you on Tuesday.
It's totally foreseen. You got children.
But if you want to take part in future conversations, when and if they happen, come check out our socials, Facebook, Discord, Instagram, and X. All of those links can be found in the description below.
If you want to join the conversation as it happens, head over to twitch.tv/popculturist. We can watch us record the show live, or you can jump in the chat and become part of the show. If you want to support the show, you can tell your friends, tell your family about this PlayStation pod. If you are watching us on YouTube, be sure to like, subscribe, or comment below. I endeavor to answer every single comment. And if you want to support us financially, you can join us at patreon.com/popculturist, as well as our merchandise store, popculturist.com/shop, where you can buy shirts and other sort of shit with our logos on it. Also, if you want to support me financially, you can by like donating towards this fucking dumb mustache. I have 3 days left in it, and I want it gone so bad. I look like a really bad street cop. Yeah, it's not very good. And I don't know whether you can see it in the video, Max, but like, we discussed it last week. The ginger's worse today.
You were talking about ginger.
It's not quite as bad. Like, yeah, because you are like born and bred.
We've discovered that my son has the same hair color as my beard hair. Poor bastard.
Yeah. So you were like telling me about some fucking news before we.
Yeah. So apparently. According to insiders, Queen's Gambit, Anya Taylor-Joy, is becoming the Silver Surfer, which is fine.
Yeah, it's fucking, why not? Who cares, right?
Silver Surfer has no junk, we don't know.
Yeah, we have no idea. Just a silver person, you know? Surfers can be women, internet. But, old Pedro Pascal as Mr. Fantastic is a good pick, because he is fucking fantastic.
He is.
Did you see, I know, we're talking about games here sometimes, but sometimes we're talking about movies. Did you see that there was that report that the writers of the show are going for like a Always Sunny sort of feel?
Yeah.
That is like the best and fucking worst news I could ever have about a superhero movie. Does it make me want to see it? Yes. Does it make me very worried? You have no fucking idea. Because like Always Sunny, they're all horrible fucking people. So why would you smush them all together? None of them can be heroes.
I was perusing stuff this morning, looking for something to watch to fall asleep to. And I was like, oh, I haven't opened Stan in a while. And apparently Twisted Metal is still one of their like top picks. And
hey! I'm not going to watch it. No, I watched three episodes on a flight and then forgot completely about it. I did download the PlayStation Core app last time. I was in Newcastle. I was like, oh, shit, yeah, I'll have to watch Gran Turismo. That was 2 weeks ago. I hadn't done it yet.
Yeah. In saying that, I have watched some of the Harry Potter movies that you returned to.
Yeah, we watched all Fellowship of the Ring. It ruled.
Nice. It's so good.
Yeah, it was good extended edition. It was good. It was one of those moments, because it's been long enough now, regardless of it being the extended edition, it's been so long that I don't actively remember a lot of the movie. I'm like, this movie feels fucking brand new.
I recently listened to the audiobooks that were narrated by Andy Serkis.
Ooh, nice.
So I'm itching.
Yeah, you ready to get back?
Because it's been a while since I've seen them as well. I think Ali and I watched Return of the... We watched Fellowship. And then you got your TV and I lent them to you. So we stopped after Fellowship. So once you're done... Because I don't think Ali's actually seen them.
Wow. Well, because one of those things where the reason I borrowed them.
Extended edition.
Because we got the new TV. I have the Atmos set up, right? I wanted to experience Because like you do get 4K, you do get Atmos technically through streaming, but it is like it's not the same. It is still compressed, but like watching it on the 4K with the oh, it's incredible. It's just goddamn incredible. It's a good movie. How you been, man?
As it's a little too bad.
Yeah, as everyone, as we mentioned at the start of the show, like we are recording here on a Monday rather than a Sunday, because Max had children that they were unforeseen. Apparently, he's like, "Oh no, I've got children," and they get in the way sometimes.
Yeah, so Sunday was crazy. So my son woke me up at 6:30 in the morning. Loved that. And then me and my daughter caught a train to Melbourne to go and catch up with my sister and to go and see the Maya Christmas windows, because this year they're bluey themed.
Oh,
my kid loves bluey. They're like, let's fucking go.
That's money right there.
So an hour and a half on the train from Warren Ponds all the way to Southern Cross. Every single stop. Is this our stop, Dad? I think it's time to get off, Dad. I'm like, no, buddy. We're still going.
No, you are not getting off at North Shore. Yeah, or shout out to very specific Victorian references.
Or footy scray.
Yeah.
So,
well, the footy scray.
And we ended up getting there. And turns out the line for the My Windows was fucked.
Of course it was. It's bluey.
Yeah. So, to paint you a picture, essentially there was the line in front of the windows, yes, and then it snaked back.
Yep. And then back again.
And then back again. And then back again.
Wow.
And I'm like, nah. So we got up on the seats in the street and put Hadley up on our shoulders and had a look at the windows. And then as we were walking past, I noticed that inside Maya they're like level 6, bluey. I'm like, okay, let's fucking go inside. Let's see what there is. And there was a line, so we just jumped in a line.
It's a random bluey, line.
Said bluey meet and greet.
Oh, shit.
My sister's like, I'll go have a look what it is. She's like, there's no one dressed up as Bluey. Like, there's just this interactive Bluey house thing that you can go in, you can put some headphones on, you do some activities. And I'm like, nah, that line over there says Bluey Christmas, Bluey Kitchen Christmas, or whatever it is. And then this line says meet and greet. 2 minutes later, fucking Bluey and Bingo walk past. My kid loses her fucking mind. She's like, Dad, where are they going? I'm like, they're going to the toilet. They'll be back soon. And she's like, really? I'm like, yeah, kids are dumb.
Yeah, kids are dumb. Well, they are at your point. Like, I can't trick my son for shit now. He's switched on. He turns 7 next week, or this week, and it's crazy.
5 minutes later, they come back. The guy waves us through. He's like, you can go through now. And Hadley just runs up. She cuddles Bingo. She cuddles Bluey. She stands in between them. She gets some photos taken. And then we leave, and she looked at me. She's like, oh, Dad, I've got to go back. I'm like, why? She's like, I forgot to tell them about my tattoo. And I'm like, it'll be okay. Like, we've got your cousin's birthday party that we've got to get back for. Like, we've got to get back on the train. Like, we've got to go. And she started losing her mind. I'm like, you can show the photos to your cousins. And she's like, oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, rub it in their face instead. Yeah.
So it was a really, really long day. So by the time bedtime rolled around, tension was high. And yeah,
overstimulated, exhausted.
Yeah, you know,
the disappointment of not showing people in suits your tattoos.
She had a birthday party to go to. It was all too much for such a little person. And yeah, so here we are now, 24 hours later. But other than that, my week was meh.
Yeah.
Work's getting interesting.
How so?
They've started the process of moving from one site to the other because they're consolidating. They're consolidating sites. They're shutting down the second site and moving everyone back.
Oh, what does that mean for you in your work?
Nothing really.
Cool. I know this is what I'm like. Hi, everyone. This is like you might not know. Like Max and I talk throughout the week, but like this is really the start of this show is just us catching up. Like, how's week been? No, it's nothing. Like, it's not even entertaining. It's just us catching up.
So half the desks have been completely dismantled, ready to move all the big equipment in.
Yeah.
So it's been pretty chill.
So you just wipe all the piles of desk?
I vacuumed underneath everything because, like, there's just, now that they've moved everything, all the debris's fallen everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're like, Don't worry about it. The builders are coming in soon. It's not your problem. I'm like, okay. Sounds good. But yeah, pretty short week. Rebase off.
Yeah, look, mine's about the same. Not much better to report. I had my son this weekend. We went to a wrestling show here in Geelong that you didn't go to. We did live commentary. That was fun. So Craig did his first ever live comms. He did a very good job. What else? We went to Bounce on Sunday. I landed on my shoulder and it hurts. What happened in a week?
You injured yourself last time we went to Bill?
Oh, every time. Oh, yeah. It's because see, this is the thing. I make the dumb decision of having painkillers before I go because I'm already hurting before I even go there, right? And then I'm like, everything feels okay. And then I jump around like a dingus and then I end up getting hurt. And like today I woke up, I'm like, oh, it hurts to move my shoulder. That's not good.
Well done.
Yeah, no, other than that, not a whole lot to report, I think. I don't think anything else happened of major note last week. So this is the other problem, right? We record on a Sunday. It's like that, and then I use that to bookend my week. So now, if you ask, what did you do on the weekend? I'm like, I don't know, because I forgot about it at the end of Sunday.
It's a hard refresh.
It's a hard reset.
At midnight Sunday, you reboot your system and everything gets wiped.
See, look, that is the one advantage of having of my ADHD is it does have like memory challenges in that like I'll just forget shit. So like sometimes in almost very Alzheimer-y sort of way, like every day is a new day. Like, so I just remember what fucking happened yesterday. I don't remember. Hey, and that's not 50 like,
first dates.
Yeah, it is 50 first dates, but it's just Betsy. Not forgetting where he left shit.
Less Adam Sandler.
Yeah, yeah. but yeah, other than that, let's go to the section we're calling what we've been playing, because we've been playing games. Not a lot in the rotation this week.
I've been playing fuck all. I binge watched an entire 2 seasons of anime.
Ew, was it even like one that I would know?
It's pretty popular at the moment. Jujutsu Kaisen.
That sounds familiar, but also sounds like every video game I've ever heard that's a JRPG.
Pretty sure Bandai have got it coming out next year.
Ah, that's probably where I see it. Nice.
I think it's Bandai. It makes sense. Could be completely wrong.
So you don't play anything?
No.
No, rad.
No, not really.
So, as we mentioned...
Occasional Diablo.
So we'd finished Spider-Man. And then, like, you know, let's take a minute. And then I got really in a house flipper because I needed to decompress. And then I get ready for Alan Wake. Got into Alan Wake, and it was rad. It was cool. It was awesome. Then I got a code for Coral Island, which is a cool new farming game. And that has since ruled my entire fucking life. So I am just utterly tearing apart Coral Island. Like, because it's really, really well done. It has kind of all the beauties of like Stardew Valley, but it's really Harvest Moon, like old school Harvest Moon influenced. So like there's even like a store you can buy like a hat, and the hat has, it's the same blue and yellow hat with the little hairpiece from the OG Harvest Moon games, which pops me, of course, because obviously Harvest Moon Back to Nature is one of the best games ever made. So that's, I'll spend a lot of time in that, enjoying that, and like just running the farm. And they've kind of like, they've expanded it in a lot of ways. I talked about last week, you know, it feels so big, but it doesn't feel overwhelming. It initially feels overwhelming, but once you start working out like what to do and what all the beats are, and you unlock some fast travel, it becomes like this really sort of seamless experience. Like there are some things that are a bit of an issue. Like the hitbox on some things are a bit weird. So you've got to like line yourself up exactly right to harvest some plants sometimes. Or if your chickens get in the way of the egg, you can't make them move. It's just like, hey, can you get the fuck out of the way? And the chicken's like, "Pergurk." I'm like, no, just get the fuck out of the way. I just want to get your egg so I can sell it. And the chicken looks at me like a dumb chicken. So that part's frustrating. But small hiccups for a game that, like, you know, just came out of Kickstarter. Tons of fun. Really, really enjoy it. What else? I did download Teardown, which was that heisty voxel game. I think my son played it for about 3 minutes and then went, I'm playing Spider-Man, so I didn't really get to watch that game too much. Weedcraft Inc. got itself a PS5 port, which is the weed growing simulator game, like a little tycoon, which is surprisingly a ton of fun. And I'm probably going to replay that now. It's on PS5, even though I had it on my PS5, PS4 version. Haven't played it in ages, but now it has novelty, Max, and I'm excited to play it again. Let me boot up my app. I don't think there was anything. I think that is everything that I have been playing. That is correct. So it is fun when we do a show about games and then we realize we haven't really played any games that week. That does make it
hard.
Are you jumping
back into Destiny this week? Because the new season started.
You shat on Destiny so hard like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm going to play it for a weekend, play the new dungeon, then probably never fucking touch it again.
All right. Or at least until
generally,
the ending.
It's generally how seasons work for me. I'll do the new major content and then fuck off again. Should we hit the
news? Yeah, let's go to the section we call Inform the Players. We tell you about what happened this week in PlayStation. Now, it's a light games week for us. There's no new codes or anything has come through. Nothing, no real game that's checked out. My whole email's been really quiet as of late. We've been blacklisted everywhere. What a time. It's also quiet news week too.
Yeah, very quiet news week. So here are the games leaving PlayStation Extra next month. Again, these are games leaving, not coming to. So make sure you play them now if you before they leave the service. So we have Caladrius Blaze, Damascus Gear, Operation Tokyo HD Edition, El Hiyu, A Wild West Tale, Foreclosed, Friday the 13th, The Game, Legends of Eternal, Middle Earth, Shadow of War and Mordor, both are leaving, The Escapists 2, Yakuza 6, Song of Life, and Yakuza Like a Dragon.
Drats! I did download Yakuza Like a Dragon. So, I'll check that out. Because there's that the one we played at PAX,
The
Man Who Erased His Name. I was like, oh yeah, I'll check that out. But instead I downloaded Kiwami as well. It's the first one. Interesting. The Escapist rules.
The Escapist 2 is brilliant.
Oh man, I have a burp deep stuck in my chest. Hang on. Got it. I muted it, so no only person that heard it was Max.
And be like, no, you didn't.
Shit. But yes, looks like I'm going to have to uninstall Yakuza Like a Dragon. That's a bum. Oh, there you go. Max, remember there's this one time that there was this guy who was like, I'm going to fucking sue Sony because of their business practices are identical to everybody else's? Well, guess what? Yeah. Just like CM Punk, he's back! Wrestling reference. That even you get this time.
Yeah.
First reported back in August of 22, a consumer rights campaigner named Alex Neil, what a dork, set out to sue Sony for £5 billion, I should say. Roughly 6.7 billion. Is that Australian dollars, US dollars, Max? What?
US.
Sorry, your noise gate kicked in and killed it. Cut it. 6.7 billion US dollar, he does. It's like, I don't know, 8 Australian dollars, I guess. The basis of the class action lawsuit alleged that the PlayStation maker charges, quote, excessive, end quote, amounts of money for digital content through the PS Store, something that it can supposedly get away with by being a market leader. Quote, the actions of Sony is costing millions of people who can't afford it, particularly when we're in the midst of a cost of living crisis, and the consumer purse is being squeezed like never before. And now, over a year later, the UK's Competition Appeal Tribunal has ruled that the lawsuit can proceed to trial. This basically means that Sony will now be forced to defend itself in court. Previously, the company had attempted to dismiss the lawsuit before it could even get off the ground, but clearly that hasn't worked. Quote, this marks a significant victory, a first victory for the claimants as Sony lost their battle to block the claim on both the merits of the case and the funding arrangements, end quote, reads Neil's newly posted press release. Neil herself writes, oh, I thought it was a man, my bad. Quote, this is the first step in ensuring consumers get back what they're owed as a result of Sony breaking the law. Well, they're not breaking the law. PlayStation's gamers' loyalty has been taken advantage of by Sony, who have been charging them excessive prices for years. End quote. One of the arguments against Neil's lawsuit was that Sony isn't the only company to take a 30% cut of sales made from its digital storefront. The supported cause of PS Store prices being so, quote, excessive to begin with. Indeed, Microsoft and Nintendo do the same with their own console-based marketplaces, but again, that obviously hasn't stopped the lawsuit against Sony specifically from progressing to trial. Now, Max, this lawsuit is what lawyers may call a piece of shit. Now, I understand what she's doing. Shout out to them. Give it a red hot go. Try to take them down. But it is one of those things. Very similar to what we saw with the Epic Apple dealio Apple Store and Fortnite. The 30% is the standard. And like what I love here is that it talks about...
I think the issue is the 30% cut of whatever you charge is the standard. I think the argument is that they're charging more than other digital storefronts.
Are they though?
And I'm checking that out now. I've opened the Xbox store and the PlayStation store at the same time.
All right, we'll have a look. Because commonly, there is an RRP, right? And everyone charges the same. Now, I think there is some bullshit here in terms of how Sony behave. So when you can go to a store and pay the same $120 RRP, and then on a digital storefront, you pay exactly the same amount, mind you, the digital storefront is infinite. There is no physical component. There is literally no manufacturing, yet you are paying the same amount. That is fucked. Always has been. And especially, and I think the part of what the argument here is, which I do agree, but I also understand that's capitalism, so good luck, is it's a private garden. It's a private storefront, right? You know, that's their place. It's their shop. You can do what you want. If you don't like it, too fucking bad. Go elsewhere or buy the game physically. That's up to you, right? That is the issue. That's the, you know, game libraries aren't public. They aren't open source. They are private spaces and they can charge you whatever they want.
All right, here we go. PlayStation Store. We have NBA
2K24.
Mm-hmm. $119.95 for PS5 edition. Over on the Microsoft Store, $119.95 for the Series X version. Same price.
Ooh.
FC24, $109.95 on PlayStation, $109.95 on Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, right? Hogwarts Legacy, $109.95 on PlayStation, and $109.95 on Xbox. It looks like
they're good samples exactly of different genres. I appreciate where you're going. How about a new release like Alan Wake? How's Alan Wake 2 doing on...
It's not even in the charts for a new release. Have a look. Where is the search function on the PlayStation Store? Alan Wake 2. $90.95 for the standard edition.
Hard journalism going on right now.
$90.95 for the standard edition.
Are you saying that there's parity between the prices on both the stores because both companies get the same 30%?
Crazy.
How dare they?
Alan Wake is cheaper on PlayStation.
Was it, sorry?
Like the remastered version is cheaper
on standard PlayStation. Standard price or is it on sale?
It's currently on 50% sale.
Well, nah, you can't do that, Max.
No, they're exactly the same.
All right.
Funny though.
Surprise. So what's your thoughts on all this?
Yeah. It's the same of they really shouldn't charge the same amount for physical edition for a digital edition because like you said, like you pointed out before, none of the manufacturing costs should be included into it. All that other thing, it's a digital storefront, so it's not like they have to pay.
It's not finite, right?
Yeah. So yeah, in that sense. But yeah, like you said, it's their fucking store. They can set the price what they want to.
Yeah, you know, it is one of those things. It's very much like you go to a burger shop And they're like, well, you know, I want a coffee. Like, well, we don't sell coffee, we sell burgers. You're like, yeah, but I want a coffee. It's like, then fucking go somewhere else. Like, okay, fine, I'll have a burger. How much are your burgers? That's what our burgers are. I'm not paying that for a fucking burger. Then go somewhere else. Like, I kind of want to call this person a Karen, but it feels gendered now that, you know, when I find out that they're a woman. So I'm not going to. But the premise is still there. You're complaining because of the system. And like, I understand that, yes, you can contest the system, but...
Ah, very nice.
Sorry, my ears just blown out. Thank you to Brendan 8-Bit. Oh, Brendan from 8-Bit. What an absolute sweetheart. Handsome devil too. For subscribing with their Twitch Prime. Thank you so much. But yeah, it is one of those things where it's like, if you don't like it, just too fucking bad.
Yeah, if you don't like paying digital prices, you shouldn't have bought a digital-only console.
Yeah. You know, and it is one of those things. Or you wait, I guess. And like, I understand that, you know, with, you know, there's two companies. It's not a monopoly. Oh, you know, there's at least, you know, and there's PC, so there's technically three. There are three avenues which you can go to play these games. And yes, there is, you know, parity across them all for their prices, because every company wants to make the same 30%.
Ridiculously cheaper to buy digital games on PC than it is on consoles.
Yes, but upon release, their prices are the same. What's Alan Wake 2 on Steam right now? Oh, it's on Epic.
Yeah, well, it's on Epic. Well, let's... Okay, FC 24 for the standard edition is $9 cheaper.
Ooh.
And it's currently on sale, but it's $9 cheaper as a flat.
Well, they're yelling at the wrong parties then, aren't they? See, like, what the argument should be, if you're charging this 30% or whatever, why are you doing micros as well? That's the conversation. If they want to talk about, like, customers being screwed out of their dollary dues, that is the answer. The answer isn't, companies taking their share of allowing people to post on their storefront.
Hogwarts Legacy, $89.95 instead of $119.95.
Wow. Well, then why is Xbox not being yelled at right now?
When you...
Look, to me, this feels like... just someone like... They've done something and they've got some notoriety for it. So they're like, well, I'm just going to keep doing it because I don't have anything else. So... this is me. This is who I am. Like, can you be anybody else? Just for convenience? Like, no. And where does this money go, might I add? Where does this £5 billion go? Do we get it? Because we've been overcharged, as they're claiming?
Only UK customers.
So every UK owner of a PlayStation is going to get, like, 48 cents. Awesome. I'm so glad they went through all this fucking effort for everyone to be... we are all being robbed. Robbed, Max. Nickel and dimed by PlayStation. And I'm going to get $1.26.
I mean, I guess their overall hope is to lower the cost of games on the online store. But that's obviously...
that's not going to happen, because games are already to it. Like, this is the thing. Games are cheaper than they fucking should be. That is why they charge Ultimate Editions. That is why they microtransaction up the asshole. Some games, most definitely not worth the value at which they're asking for. Hi, Golem's playable on PS Deluxe right now. But there are some games that are fucking really well made and deserve more money. Like, everyone can't go, oh, we expect this level, Last of Us Part 2 quality graphics as a minimum, like, mechanical depth of Baldur's Gate 3 as a standard, but I'm not paying fucking more than $40. People paid more per game back when we were kids.
Dude, I remember picking up a copy of Final Fantasy VII brand new on PS1 for like $140.
Oh, yeah.
At like fucking GameStop. Oh, not GameStop. What was that? What was that really shit store that we had? Like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I remember buying a Resident Evil 4 on PS2 for $129 at Games Wizards in Traralgon. And that was a pretty common fucking price back then.
Yeah, that's because you got charged $50 extra for them to drive them to fucking Traralgon.
Yeah, true. Traralgon was really far away at the time. There wasn't a lot of movement. But yeah, it's like train it down, and there was no like, you know, ring road and stuff back then. But MGB in the chat jumps in and goes, good lord, $140 for the standard edition of Final Fantasy VII back in the day. Man, we have it lucky nowadays. And we totally do. And that's
you pulled me out of a locked glass case. Like, yeah. I can even pick it up off the shelf.
Yeah. Like, was it good that we got fucking reamed back then? No. But gaming at its core is a luxury. It is not a requirement. It is not an essential fucking service. It is a luxury. It's part of it, man. I'm sorry. Part of luxury boutique-y things comes cost. And if you want good fucking games, you have to pay for them. Otherwise, you're going to get fucking poo games. What else happened?
Some mobile rebranding.
There you go. If you don't pay for your fucking games, you get mobile games.
So, it's often forgot about, but part of Sony's long-term plan is to establish itself in the mobile gaming space. Mobile studios that exists. And back in 2022, the company acquired Savage Game Studios as its first sizable dedicated mobile developer. The team has been making a new unannounced AAA mobile live service action game. What a mouthful. But it seems like things haven't been smooth sailing so far. As reported by Mobile Gamer, Savage Game Studio has gone through a complete rebranding in the wake of several key team members leaving the studio. It's now named Neon Koi. Quote, a new identity that better aligns with our vision for the future, the team says on LinkedIn. Neon Koi represents our culture and the passions of our game project. As mentioned, this new name and look comes following three executives resigning from key roles. Nicola Sebastiani was head of mobile at PlayStation, but left in June of this year to pursue other opportunities. Since then, the managing director and co-founder Mikhail Katkov left in July, and general manager Sophie Vo exited in September to focus on her consultancy business. Obviously, others have risen up to take on those responsibilities. Head of technology Mike McManus and co-founder and game director Najim Ajia are heading up Neon Koi, which has two locations in Berlin and Helsinki. Because, yeah, Savage was, acquired a year and a half ago now. Nothing happened.
They were acquired without actually doing anything. Like, they haven't released anything. And, like, this is pretty fucking Savage. And then they, everyone fucking booted and...
Yeah.
It's interesting. Okay, Max, when they say koi, are they talking about like the koi fish?
I think so.
And how does a fluorescent koi fish represent the identity of a company?
Flappy koi. Okay, so that didn't help me at all.
Is there a logo that looks like a koi that's glowy?
Chaboy over here is a moron and just... and googled Neon Koi, so I'm just getting a fucking ton of Neon Koi fish. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So picture the yin yang symbol.
Two koi fish, but they're glowy.
Yeah, with two koi fish, but they're glowy, except one's black and one's like fluorescent.
They put pink. Absolutely zero fucking thought in that. That's awesome.
I will. What up the copy. There we go. I will send it to you. It's fucking hilarious.
Send it to me through the Facebooks, because that's the best place. Oh, yeah. All right. I know. Hey, this is fucking riveting content. There it is. Oh.
And I'm going to drop a link into the chat as well. Boom. Yeah. Neon Koi.
Okay. Well, once again, similar to Savage, without having any... thing delivered. I don't know what the fuck that means. I don't know what the fuck Savage means. Like, okay.
I think Savage is dead. Yeah. It's down there, boy.
Great. Awesome. Max, there was another bit of news that you didn't put in, and it's the name of the episode.
It came out today.
It did. So, look, I'll set the premise. For a while, there was rumor mills of a Silent Hill 2 remake. Everyone's like, why is everyone being so quiet about it? And then, the Silent Hill team and Konami were like, it's Silent Hill 2 remake's real. Like, oh, fuck yeah, you gonna tell me more about it? And they went, nah. And then it's been dead quiet. And then as of today, Bloober team.
Morning at like 8 a.m.
Yeah, the team that we were questionable as to why the hell they were given the role as their Blair Witch game was bumhole, released a statement.
So thanks, shout out to X. Old Bloober team did their...
Shout out to my ex. You give me good press releases.
So, as Bloober team, we are proud to be part of Konami's plans for the Silent Hill franchise. Mm-hmm. Alongside our partner, we are diligently working to ensure the Silent Hill 2 remake attains the highest quality.
Hey, can you just have a quick look at that link in the chat?
Yeah, what about it?
Look at the assets.io.readpopcdn.
Yeah.
How did we get in the link? That's rad. Very cool. Sorry, keep reading the statement now.
Can you get rid of the statement now?
Yeah, sorry. It looked like a random string of a random string, but somehow PopC made the cut. So, what says read pop? CDN. Like, okay. Not read pop is, but like, yeah.
Yeah, so on behalf of our development team, we would like to clarify that the production is progressing smoothly and in accordance with our schedule. We understand that many players around the world are eagerly anticipating news about the game, and we appreciate your dedication. However, we kindly ask for a bit more patience. Once Konami, as the game's publisher, shares more information, we are confident that the wait will be worthwhile. Thank you for your understanding and support. That, to me, sounds like Konami's like, fucking saying nothing, and we will do all the talking. And Konami's like, we're not talking. And everyone's just yelling at Bloober for information. They're like, our hands are tied.
Yeah, that reads as it's coming, promise. Like, I know we're not allowed to talk, you know. Like, my mom said I can't talk to you. Oh, sorry, but, like, you know, I'll come to the party, I promise.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it's a weird statement. Like, I saw it this morning, I'm like, oh, shit, another apology.png. But it wasn't. It was, it's not cancelled.png.
Yeah, so Bloober had responded to a post early last week. The post was, when can we expect to get some news on the remake, or is that up to Konami? It's kind of hard to be stuck in the fog for over a year with nothing new. Even some screenshots would be nice. And Bloober team responded with, Konami is the publisher of the game, and communication is definitely part of their job. Very passive-aggressive post from Bloober there.
Yeah, they're like, hey, we're not allowed
yet.
But like...
Konami's...
On the back of some incredible remakes this year, whether it be Resident Evil 4 or Dead Space, there is an appetite for that kind of game. And Silent Hill 2 is like unquestionably like the best one out of all the, you know, the first three, which are really good. I like 4, and then it just jumps off a cliff like so bad. So, pardon me. Oh, so burpy. Similar to that of the Metal Gear remake, right? And there was something else. There was another remake as well. The sort of recent that I've been thinking about. And it's a circumstance of, well, why is it taking so long? It's you already have it all. Like, you're not having to create a brand new fucking game. All the hard work has been done in theory. And that's technically more a comment around a remaster than a remake. And coming from someone that's never developed a game in their entire life. So,
I don't know. I'm pretty sure Unreal Engine 5 has a make me pretty button, and you just push that and it's done.
I imagine that's how it works. Like, just beep and hey. Because you're not a big Silent Hill guy. So you're really not like super worried, concerned, or whatever, right?
No, I don't think I've actually ever played a Silent Hill game.
Silent Hill 1's pretty
fun. I was always a Resident Evil guy.
See, I turned to Resident Evil with the release of 7, and then I was instantly in. Like, I played 4 back in the day, as I mentioned just before. I paid an unreasonable amount of money for it. I really enjoyed it, but it wasn't enough to win me over for the whole series. 7 was fantastic. RE2 Remake was impeccable, and instantly I fell in love with Resident Evil. And I would like Silent Hill to come back and love me again, and I would like to love it again. And I'm worried. I think it's an interesting decision because, as you mentioned, with Bloober having not the strongest of track records at the moment, It would be, I think a lot of the questions come from a hesitation of, well, what's happening? What's going on? Sort of setup, right? Excuse me. All right. Let's get another quick bits, Max, and wrap this bad boy up nice and early. The Last of Us Part 2 Remastered, we discussed last week, has these additional lost levels, and these have been announced as Sewers, the Jackson Party, and Boar Hunt. So Jackson is the place that they live, Jackson, Wyoming, I think, where they where their little like safe haven. So you have to get piss fart around there for a little bit, which will be fun. It is not known if the if these are incorporated into the game itself or are launched separately from the menu. I would say it's probably the second, and so in order because I don't think the levels are like complete. I think they're like mostly complete is what my the way I'm interpreting it. So it's like, oh hey, yo, check out this like bonus content over here. So the Last of Us Remastered also discussed a roguelike mode, essentially a wave shooter, I assume. It reportedly has 12 levels, and it is called No Return. You still got bad taste in your mouth, and you're not gonna play it?
I mean, I'll probably play it, but it just seems too soon.
Yeah. The Returnal director is to be leaving Housemarque after 14 years. It's a long time. Steam will now tell you if you have a game that supports DualShock/DualSense and not just controller support. Well, that's good, because I assume that might mean some rumble-roo?
Yeah, so instead of essentially just showing the Xbox controller now, it'll show you PlayStation controllers if it supports PlayStation controllers.
Sick.
Cool.
According to Jason Schreier... Oh, this... Yeah, Star Wars Knights of the Republic. That was the game I was thinking of. So Jason Schreier has come out and said that apparently Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic is still happening. But there was someone else, I think maybe Tom Henderson, that was like, no, the game's fucking cancelled. And then shortly after, Schreier was like, nah, man, still going. I think the sort of... like from I was into another podcast, and they were sort of like, yeah, one person clearly spoke to Sony directly, and the other person spoke to... that, you know, Aspyr or whoever's working on it now. No, was it Sumo? It was Aspyr, and then it went to somebody else. And it wasn't Sumo. Saber. Yeah. Sins of the Flesh will be the next free major update to Cult of the Lamb. It'll be coming early next year. We learned about this. You didn't, Max. At the our good friend Paul James at their Dev Diary panel at PAX Oz, which will never see the light of day because they corrupted the audio somehow. We got told about this, just saying. But we couldn't, you know.
Why the audio is corrupted.
Yeah, Paul couldn't report on it because we had no way to substantiate it. And like, you could have, there was only like, you know, 15 people in the room. And one of them, like, I'm Padge's friend. And like, Huzo was there. And my partner was there. And like, we're all, you know, could be sources, but because we're all friends, it's like, oh, yeah, that's true. Can't really trust that. Pop-up ads. So there has been an introduction of pop-up ads during gameplay of Assassin's Creed titles for Assassin's Creed Mirage. So this happened during the week. You'd be playing the game, and as you're stealthing around, it's like, hey.
Apparently, the video I saw was the guy opened his map, and it was, bam, by Assassin's Creed Mirage. And he's like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Apparently
it was a technical error. Oh, I doubt it was. Oh, Ubisoft, you bastards. I guarantee you it wasn't.
Imagine if you're playing Assassin's Creed VR and he's getting fucking blasted in the face.
That welcome to the fucking future, pal. Like, that's what that is. That is the future.
They're doing a leap of faith and they get a fucking ad thrown in there.
Just to make you want to vomit harder.
Upcoming titles. 28th of November, we have Calico PS5, PS4. Roots of Pacha PS5, PS4.
A prehistoric farming game. I'll play the piss out of that too.
29th of November, Forest Grove PS5, PS4. Orton Was the Case PS5, PS4. And The Traveler's Path PS5, PS4. 30th of November, we have Arcadian Atlas on PS5. Asterix and Obelix Slap Them All 2 PS4. Gangs of Sherwood PS5.
Oh, it's like Gangs of New York, but it's like in Sherwood Forest, Robin Hood. That'd be sick.
Mert Solo, No Girlfriend Since Birth, PS5. Pinball M, PS5.
PS4. Oh, there are so many gamers that will relate to that. To the No Girlfriend Since Birth. But this is a life simulator. I feel this. This is for me.
Tintin Reporter, Cigars of the Pharaoh, PS4. Truck and Logistics Simulator, PS5.
That sounds like the most boring fucking thing in the world. But that's going to sell millions of copies.
Turok 3, Shadow of Oblivion. And coming on the 1st of December, we have SteamWorld Build coming to PS5 and PS4.
I've never played the SteamWorld games. I've heard good things, but I've never played them.
Nothing's jumping out of me this week.
Roots of Pasha. That's the one. That's it. That's it. Roots of Pasha.
That's it.
All right, quick episode. Done in 45, right about. Fuck yeah.
Told you it was a fucking slow
music. Dead week. All right. Well, that's thank you all for joining us once again. Max, and I'm home.
You know the drill, everybody. This PlayStation conversation happens every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on podcast services, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and 9 a.m. on those YouTubes. If you'd like to take part in future conversations with us, come and check out our socials. Facebook, Discord, Instagram, and Twitter. All of those links can be found in the description below.
If you want to join the conversation as it happens, head over to twitch.tv/spopcultures. We can watch us record the show live. We can jump in the chat and become part of the show. If you want to support the show, you can tell your friends, tell your family about this PlayStation pod. If you are listening to us on podcast services, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and a written review. If you watch us on YouTube, be sure to like, subscribe, comment below. I endeavor to answer every single comment. And if you want to support us financially, you can at patreon.com/thepopcultures, as well as our merchandise store, popcultures.com/shop, where you can buy shirts and other assorted shit with our logos on it. But until next week, I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Max Cooper.
And that was For the Players. Oh, man, we're going to have to get into our like Game of the Year stuff soon.
Yeah.
And our
when are we wrapping? Yeah, when are we wrapping up for the year?
Oh, yeah, good question. We didn't check on that. We didn't check on our fantasy draft too.
Yeah, I think I got 2 games that didn't come out.
Soccer Dick. I imagine I did so much
games.
Worse.
I think you also had 2 games that didn't come out.
Yeah, very likely.
I'd Final Fantasy VII Remake, and I had fucking Suicide Squad.
Oh yeah.
Thanks.
I'll have a look at that. We'll talk about it next week, because next week will be in December, so it counts. All right.